We turn now to that current fight against ISIS in Iraq. The Kurdish forces, known as the Peshmerga in the north of the country, are a key U.S. ally. They get some training and weapons from the West, but their weaponry is old and their reach is limited. Even so, NPR's Leila Fadel reports that the Peshmerga are not backing down.
Brigadier General Muhammad Ali Mugdid sits in a pickup truck equipped with an anti-aircraft weapon as he and his men wind through steep roads to their base in the rocky Zartik Mountains. In October, his men retook this area east of Mosul from the so-called Islamic State, Sunni extremists who've taken control of about a third of Iraq. The mountain road winds through villages that now look like a post-apocalyptic tableau, with homes reduced to knee-high rubble. Mugdid greets his men on the mountaintop that overlooks the Nineveh Plains, where ISIS has occupied villages around Mosul. The Peshmerga is in control here, but barely. In the distance, sounds of gun and mortar fire can be heard sporadically. The men are bitter about the treatment from Baghdad's central government. They are never paid on time, and on top of that, they're ill-equipped. "We don't do this for money," Mugdid says. "We do this to defend our land." He blames the central government for their financial misery. Baghdad hasn't sent the funds allocated for 2014 to the mostly autonomous Kurdish region. The Iraqi finance minister recently said the government is close to broke. Salaries for the Peshmerga are finally coming in this week, 2 months late. Nouri Osman Sinjadi is the chief of staff to the prime minister of the Kurdish region.
"Unfortunately, Baghdad is behaving like these are not their citizens."
Iraqi authorities in Baghdad counter that, saying the problem goes both ways, and that Kurdish leaders are acting unilaterally, seizing territory outside the autonomous Kurdish region and pursuing independent oil deals in the midst of this crisis. The spokesman for the Peshmerga ministry, Halgord Hikmet, says some 500 Peshmerga forces have been killed. The West has provided some weapons and training, but it's just a drop in the bucket of what they need. The Peshmerga has a nearly 700-mile front line with the Sunni extremists of ISIS. And with the Iraqi military in tatters and the American forces long gone, the Peshmerga is the only viable force to stave off ISIS in Iraq. Yet it shows no interest in advancing beyond the territories the Kurds want to claim as part of a future independent state. Behram Saleh, an Iraqi Kurdish politician and former deputy prime minister of Iraq, says Kurds must fight for Kurdish land and Sunni Arabs for Sunni Arab land.
ISIS cannot be quelled by a Shia army or by a Kurdish army. The Sunnis who are afflicted by this problem are at the heart of this problem. They need to be given a stake in the political process in Iraq. They need to be helped to stand up a local army that can defend those territories.
Back in the Zartik Mountains, Brigadier General Muhammad Ali Mugdid sits near a fire, drinking tea with his men. Around them are a few blue tents, and near the edge of the mountain is an anti-aircraft weapon dating from World War II. It's aimed at ISIS-controlled villages below, but the men say it doesn't even have the range to reach the target. Mugdid points to me, shivering, and says, "Put yourself in our place for one day." What he means is living on the front, in the cold, with 500 comrades dead and not getting paid for months. In his mind, these shivering men in this tiny encampment are what stands between the world and ISIS. Leila Fadel, NPR News.